have one major topic of discussion. We'll discuss with Hashem this afternoon. I wanted to finish up the other things so we could concentrate on that later. I don't want to be rushed. So we'll tomorrow. I call it the Thursday officially. What's the schedule? Tomorrow, Thursday. So we'll start. We have one major topic of discussion. We'll discuss with Hashem this afternoon. I wanted to finish up the other things so we could concentrate on that later. I don't want to be rushed. So we'll tomorrow. I told it the Thursday officially. What's the schedule? Tomorrow, Thursday. So we'll start Shia at 10:30 tomorrow. Okay, start a little bit earlier. Okay. Good. 10:30 till 12:15. Then we're free. That's okay. Good. Chazara.
Yeah, sure.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Chazara. B'china on Sunday. Sunday. If those who don't want to take it on Sunday, can take it Monday morning. Has to be in by Shir. That's it. We have to do it. I'm serious now. No shear on Sunday. Sunday the official, there's always a day, officially a day off for a b'china. That's how it usually works. So Sunday the official day off for the b'china. I'll be here. The b'china will be given out, be distributed to whoever is ready to take it. Whoever's not ready to take it on Sunday wants to take it on Monday. So that's a new consideration since I've been doing recently. So I meet him, they say, the extra day to chazer. And I, of course, want the whole purpose of the b'china. The whole purpose of the b'china is the chazara. I'll explain to you. The purpose is just chazara. It's an impetus to chazer, to review. We had, Baruch Hashem, so many wonderful things to talk about. This general Rabbi himself. So we need an opportunity to review it. Well, I know how it is. If you don't have a b'china, you don't review. That's just the way it is. Unless you're really a atzmid, self-driven, motivated by... Not to the people in that category. So,
You also signed
like
our Kamut
for the Chazara?
No, for the
Chazara.
After the Chazara.
Yeah, after the Chazara.
Like on Thursday morning or something. You know,
Thursday morning, Rama Kamut. I'll think about it. Okay. Okay. She on Thursday will be, well, I guess we'll end at 4 to 11. I guess so, no? Until when? Till we finish? Mincha can't be before 12:30 something. All right, so we'll land 12:30, whatever. Okay, let's get down to the learning. I want to talk about Karpas. And the Prima Gadim talks about the question which somebody asked me yesterday. Where is it? Josh. I asked him that question yesterday. I think he asked it. He wants to know, when the kids ask you about Karpas, what is it all about? What do you answer them? The Prima Gadim asked that question.
Everything
at the end
that is today,
Shira,
if they ask, what's the
answer to that? No, usually there is an answer. The answer is it stands for this, it stands for that. This is just pure accurate. The answer to Kasha, yeah, we're cut. Zechel and Mikdash. The reason why we wash today, we don't wash other days. We explained Shir yesterday or Thursday, I can't remember when we spoke about Shir. That's the Zechel and Mikdash. Because it's a day of Korban Pesach, it's always what they answer. So the Shuvah Shel Tinokos, what is it? Number one, Derech Eres Mazbilin Kodam Asuda Laham Shem Tavas Amachal. First answer to the child is that we are having this appetizer before the meal to increase our appetite, which is apparently considered to be Derech Eres. That's the way previously used to do it. Base, second answer. Shetzrich Loma Hagoda will the Sabbath be Tzias Mitzrayim. The kach might feel in kona machila shall lishos kol kach lechir. Can stop the death over here. We have a little bit of that little mashu of yerek keeps you going until it comes to the center matzah.
Second,
Well, you need something in your stomach to fill it up a little bit until you get time to eat the meal. All right, all right. Maybe that goes according to the day. I hope you have something. Because I have Gimel. No, 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 Tfilah. What do you answer with the carpet itself? Gimel. Shatinokos Yishalu al Tibul Sheni. Lama. Halo Kvar Tiblu Barisha Barisha. Vachuva. Tiblu Risha Gadara Kalashana. Vasheni Mishim Mitzvah Smara. In other words, if you wouldn't do the first Tibul, then the second Tibul they wouldn't ask on. So it's the first is just a sort of a lead up in order to ask for the second Tibul. There's three answers people got to give to the child's question. I'll tell you the truth, my kids never asked me this question. They didn't ask me, how will it fit in, you mean? And the Chinami, so if he answers what's going on next, he will be patient, you'll see soon. Then we'll do a second of, oh, I told you that. I told you that. That's something like that. Okay, that's the what the Prima Garden says. The Prima Garden says there's no answer. There's no answer. So that's me an answer. The whole purpose of this karpa is the kid should ask. When he asks, he has no answer for it. But he tells, you know, it's a good thing you asked. That's the whole point of my doing this, you should ask the question. Right here.
That satisfies the kid.
6, 7, 8.
All right.
He gets to
9, 10, 11, he doesn't satisfy.
All right. So email wakes him up. 1 minute. Yeah. After a couple of years, he's not asking questions. Before you enter, so you can ask questions. Haiker, the hacker of the Tibor Rishon, the Kavona, Lassel, Shinuyim, Shayushalu, Yavo lishol b'shar dvarim. The Am al fi she'ein lano lahashiv shlishay lasan lamatov limni kami esuda. We call the kol mitov kachis or lishol b'shar shinuyim shiron shemot kol sheni mikami esuda, etc. 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 And the same thing I quoted before. Tos said earlier, lama okun es hashulchan v'shakira atinokos v'yishalu. So Tos says over there, what do you mean? Mitov kach yavo lishol b'shar dvarim. There's no answer for it. So he said to him, same with the Kloyo. Give out candy. What's the answer to the candy? Nothing. Just they'll get excited. They'll start asking questions. They'll ask additional questions as well. This is the pre-Chodesh interpretation. Okay. That is Allah. Now, Karpas. Where does the expression Karpas come from? You won't find it in the Mishnah. You won't find it in the Gemara. You won't find it in the Tur. Yes, you do find it in the Shulchan Aruch. That's true. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafai and Gimel uses an expression karpa. The Tur said, Yerek, bring a vegetable. The Gemara says. The Bechara says, he said, you bring a Korah which has matzah, mora, parosis. The Karpas o Yerek Acher, the expression Karpas is found for the first time in the official books here in the Shulchan Aruch proper. It's not found in the Tur or in the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara. Tov Ayin Gimel Tzif Dalet. It comes in the Maril, the Drog, the Kolbo, the Manik. It goes back to the Rishonim. As a matter of fact, it goes back to what we call the Simonim. What are the Simonim? You sing it all the time. Kade, Shukas, Karpas, etc. How far back does that go? To the time of the Rishonim. Some attributed to Rashi. Some, not assumed. The idea of Kade, Shukas, Karpas, Yachas, Magad, that whole story, that poem, is attributed by some to Rashi, and by some to Rav Shmuley Palaiza. He's the one who wrote the Perish on the Yotzev Shabbos Agadol, which is printed in the Yotzev Ruach. So apparently it goes back a long time. This idea of the word karpa. You know, the Torah that's quoted, what is karpa? Once you want to know we use in karpa, what does the word karpa mean? So the Magen Avraham, it's a big deal. The Shulchan Aruch says, you say karpa to Yerek Acher. The Magen Avraham says, you have to dafka use karpa. Why do they take other things? It's not right. Shadavka have karpa. It says, good thing to do. It's a long.
What is
karpa? It has to be nechokai. What in the world is karpa? So the machta shekel says Shamati mi gavra rabba. Shinisavadal of yichakira besipe refuas. Shinkarpa sumashe anu korim. Celery. Some say you don't have to use celery. What? So that's very commonly used today. Celery. Celery is considered to be karpas by many people. So this is Nechal Chayim Seder. This is Nechal Chayim. Now, celery. Machat says Shekel, the bottom of the Mavad Avram. Celery. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan wasn't it just here? Oh, here it is. The Aruch HaShulchan, thank you very much, was an expert in the Minhagei Yisrael, that's for sure. Some had a minig of taking onions or snow, which is radish, or different vegetables. O tapuche adama. I'm not talking about this. It's called petrazil. That's later. Some say petrazil. They don't know the mahi. I don't know if they say dill or parsnip. Parsnip. Okay. Don't know. Now, what's with the potato story? So. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Kol Dodi, we're still waiting, by the way. Not next, now. I had to shout out Lachal Amaisa. I relied on my measurements already. Lachal Amaisa on Friday. Friday? It was Pesach. It was a woman who was apparently had some intolerance to wheat. And she's a nursing mother. And I had an impact on the baby. The baby was becoming disoriented. She wants to know that she has to, go wash. What about Shabbos? Some Shabbos, if the baby gets sick, you shouldn't wash on Shabbos. Putta. But it said if you want to wash and have a matzah, I said, have a Shabbos. You have to have for kazayas. You have to have 3/8 of a matzah. But if for this Shabbos, the shiur kazayas may be only the rabbanon perhaps. So then you can rely on 1/4 of a matzah, which is the shear, the Rambam 1/3 of a kibbutz. And I said, and the husband should bench, should not stop it. Brachas, the husband should bench for you. So he called me back last night, or the son, thank you very much. I'm not sure if he meant thank you very much that his wife didn't eat any matzah or nothing. Well, thank you very much, she had a small amount of matzah, and the baby came out okay. So I'm already relying on his measurements, and this man's sitting next week. I have to know now.
Yes. My friend went to learn it.
Yeah, very good. Good. Let me know what it is. I'd like to be interested to hear. Now, so the Haggadah Kol Dodi from David Feinstein, should not use the potato. Why? Because potato is filling. The whole idea of this yerek is supposed to be somewhat of an appetizer. It's sort of a little bit of Megara Tavas Samacha. Is that a cooked potato is the most filling thing in the world. It's not Megara Tavas Samacha at all. He's against potatoes. Others claim that the word that potato is not a yerek at all. The word yerek means green, which is green. And potato is not green. We call it vegetables in our language, but it's not really a yerek in the classical sense. What exactly is it? I don't know what you call it exactly, but there's not much green in potatoes, yeah?
Well, is it exactly a yerek or any more of your love?
Bananas. Go bananas or something. Yerek. Right, Yerek. Okay, I thought it to be a Yerek. Yeah. You get to wake up the kids, right? No. That's the whole point. So I thought we use it in my house. We have our own acer. My kids never eat celery. I mean, they're not gonna. It's really not gonna be very pleasant for them to eat celery. No, put them through it. We use green pepper. Ooh, that's a yerek for sure. It's green for sure. It's really very, very green. And you've had a little bit of a garret. It's a little, it's a little bit of an appetizer. That's what we use. So we use green pepper. Are you the fourth?
Shouldn't be.
Well, if you were here today.
But
Explained about the idea of the fourth. You have to have a tevila, but you have to have a till time of the fourth.
Rebbe can use his hand, and everyone
knows. The truth is, it's less kazayas. Anyway, I think some of my kids may be a little bit liberal about a kazayas. All of a sudden, you know, they're all hungry.
Right.
Yeah.
Why, when you say that potato and filling you,
you
should have a
tea store and a filling. The whole point is to be megara, so whatever little bit there is, it should be megara. And Afinami, Elisha's right, we saw one day, it was in a Tosus or was it in the Rosh, or the Mordechai, somebody said that a small amount is not even Megara.
Yeah.
By the Morrow, we're discussing the question whether the, why shouldn't the Amotzi take care of the Morrow, and somebody said that although Amotzi takes care of it, which is Megara, Tavis, and Rachel, but only one Kazai, it's not enough to be Megara. Who said that? Did you discuss that in Shir? Sure we have it. Somebody said it. You're asking a good question, Elisha, but whatever. At least it's whatever little bit is Megara is supposed to be Masbiya. That's kind of the cold dough the Agud. Maskir. I want to find out about the measurements. I don't want to count this go. Okay. Vaita. Speaking of Netilas Yadayim, it's a very interesting Tosfos on our Kuf Tet of a Medvein. We got up to the Gemara yesterday. Adverei Rav Chista the Rav Na'ukta V'Dorash with a small gimel is the 10th line. Notel Yodah V'Tibul Rishon Notel Yodah V'Tibul Sheni. Rabbon and Kamedi Rav Papa Hoba Alma Itmar the Yisakadai the Chocha Itmar Lomel Nitzilas Adayim Trey Zimnik Hamashli Yodah Chod HaZimna Amal Rav Papa Ad Rav Chocha Itmar Yisakadai Alma Itmar Lomel Nitzilas Adayim Trey Zimnik Elamai Ocha Itmar Nitzilas Adayim Trey Zimnik Lomel Hamashli yodah chad azimda. Army came in the boil and made my agadah to v'halei l'adum ha'asuchei daite l'adai aske l'adaite v'noga. What does v'noga mean? He's gonna touch something which is dirty, and that's why it's a tzidat chadas. As opposed to what? Bor pragofen and bor pradoma, which is not necessarily in a chadas. That's Tosfos. Soren sheyitol b'tibul shein. So Tosfos, a bombshell kasha. Lav dafka nukah v'tibul shen. So over they buster hamotzi the boy netilas yadayim. Rebbeinu shel olam. Hamotzi requires only netilas yadayim. This kasha is bothered by every rishon bothered this kasha. Ela agav tibul rishon nukah v'tibul shen. Find a tila nami gam mitzara tibul bo. Really you do it for multi matzah. But it also works for the morrow. Nah. That's tight to tera. You should know by now three other teruses to this kasha. So look in the Ma'amar Kavim. So this kasha leaves a little bit questioning. What did the Ram say? See the Ram. Turn to the Ram on both sides. The Ram is kasha also. B'yesh Omri. The knock at page Chopayim and Aleph, 6 lines in the bottom. The knock at Tibul, the line begins with Tibul. The Tishu Kavua, who Kovea, the Tilas Yadayim, Yosem and Amata, She Yadayim, Shniyatim, the Yen Shein Yosef Lisha Bukulis, Ele Mashka, Ele Shagazu Alevish from Strap Truma. So for Karen, he says that the Tibul, the midst of the Tilas Yadayim, for Damash and Tibul of a mask is more cover than the midst of the Tila Shadayim for pot. That's why it's called the Tibul Shein, even though it's done a little bit early for the pot. That's the Ranter. The Mordechai gives you the third turn. Also speaks to the Mordechai, if you don't mind, the very end. The Mordechai is over here, the last printed page, 76. The end of the first column, where it says Kof Ches, right before that. But Omer Rav the Mari Vodam Shaino the Kazayat Mata, the Hash the Ainam of Varach Birchas Avoti, Vafilu Ocha, come, or Hoki should probably be come, or Torah to Yodam and Tibul Shaini. The person only has one Kazayat. So we already learned that many Rishonim say, if you only have one Kazayat, what do you do with it? You save it for what? Afikoma. He's not watching out for the Mata at all. Nevertheless, it's to be no to Yodam for the Tibul, for the Morah. That's the Mordechai says, the third teret. And the fourth teret is the Rokea. What about the big day Yesha? Unbelievable, it's one of his main rites, the Rokea. The Rokea says, Ochel Pogos Mikaveitza, Yitzel Misavim V'lo Yavarov. The Rokea wants to say, basically, the answer to this question is, he's only eating a kazayas. And if you eat only a kazayas of matzah or challah, that does not necessitate the tefillah tzedayim. You have to eat a kaveitza, which is the sheer for Kabbalah Tumas. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch as a Yesh Avim. Shulchan Aruch is actually worried about it and tells you not to make a bracha on the tefillah tzedayim unless you're going to eat a kaveitza pas. And I tell people forget about it, even though it says it's a fair in Shulchan Aruch. But it's very hard to follow that because I know you get stuck so many times with subic bracha on the tefillah tzedayim because of the Shadir Tzirim. Oh, you know, for example. So the Vilna Gaon says no. The Vilna Gaon says the Shadir for washing is the same as the Shadir for benching, which is kazayim. And then as long as you have a kazayas, you can wash with a bracha. So I tell people that make or then that's what you should follow. Oh, well, why do you want to stuff yourself with a kabeitza? Tovo lecha bracha. If you have no diet problems or anything of that nature, why not? But if you have difficulty, because the kabeitza is probably two full slices of rye bread is a kabeitza, approximately. One slice is approximately a kazayas, two slices is a kabeitza. Not everybody wants to have two full slices of rye bread. They want the other thing. If you do, talk. But if you don't, I would say it's to wash anyway. To tell you to wash without a bracha is a very dangerous thing. It causes zilzal. Once in a while we have these things, like Shmini Atzeres and Sukkah. But every way out of bracha causes a zilzal. But I'd rather to assume like the Vilna Gaon. Yes? Rav Avadi told him of Yosef Karo. I'm not dead. He says you should have a kabbalah to avoid suffering brachas. I'm trying to explain to you that there are caps rising from here. And there's so many other perushim to explain why it says Tibul Sheini. I think it's grounds to rely on the sheet of Kazayas. Yes? The Rosh Teret? That the din of the Tibul Sheini for fruit or vegetable, which you dip in water, is more serious than the Tibul Sheini for a dry piece of matzah. Because you see, the tumah goes from your hands onto water onto a food. The matzah, there's no water.
So,
because the matzah comes first. You wash for the matzah, not for the morrow. Matzah before morrow.
Yeah.
So you're already washing for the matzah, get the morrow. Not the other materialization, not the tibul sheni. What tibul sheni? Matzah, not morrow. Yeah. Matzah, the passion, there's no tibul.
Yeah.
No, you don't wash three times. You wash for the matzah, takes care of the morrow, it comes a minute later. So why do I use a funny expression, tibul sheni? It's an inaccurate expression. We have four terutzim. Four terutzim. What are the four terutzim? Come on, what is Tosfos' answer? What is Tosfos' answer? Lavda. And what is the Ran answer? What we just said now, the people of the Teirut is more common. What the Mordechai answer? He has a kazayas, eats the matzah later. What the Rokeach answer? He didn't need a kebetza. He's not sure what's in it. Yes? Could be. Maybe. Fine, yes. Okay. Rabosai, we go back to the Gemara Kuf, says Rabba Vizay. So the Gemara says like this, Hama Rabba Bola Matza Yotza, Bola Mora Lo Yotza. Bola Matza, Umora Yidei Matza Yotza, Yidei Mora Lo Yotza. Kerchem, Vesivu, Bloon, Ati Dei Matza, Nami Lo Yotza. Fine. We're going to discuss a little bit about this issue of Matza and Mora. Let me put this in. Nun Chesiv Gimel. Look at the grow there. Okay. Rabbi Osai. So the over here is a different gersos to Rashi and Ashbam. The bottom line is if you swallow matzah, you're probably yotzi, you may have no time. But more requires a time. We're going to discuss the details later. How come Almar doesn't give us a bit of taste at all? We'll come to that, Mr. Shem, later. Fine. Says the Gemara, Amar Simi Barashi, Matzah Lefnei Kol Echad V'Yechad. Mor Lefnei Kol Echad V'Yechad. Karos Lefnei Kol Echad V'Yechad. Vein Open, it's a Shulchan El Lefnei Misha Omar V'Agod. Ravuna Ma, Kul Namen Lefnei Misha Omar V'Agod. V'Hilchus Lefnei Ravuna. Lom Open, it's a Shulchan. We learned this Gemara once, I'm ready to be a Yanai. And she akiru tinovas v'yishla. Bay Abi Yosef Kamei Di Rabba Chaz the Komadli Takam Di Kamei to pick up the tray. Omelu Adayan of Echilna, we didn't eat yet. Osu Komakri Takam Di Kamon, already taken by the table? Oh, they rather patar them in Lohman Ishtana. You ask the question. Not in Manishtana, but my focus is Rashi tells us what it means. Rashi takes it literally. No, it's it. No Manishtana here. I says, no, it doesn't mean it. Chira Shelosu is going to ask more. Okay, fine. Now, Matal of Snake Olech, it says Tosis. Yeah.
You have to do over
your shoulder and
take off of that.
Wow. What is that? Look. Says Tosis nearer the time of the Shayito, Techev Lebrocha Miyad. The reason of having matzah for everybody going to that cheat is why? To avoid, minimize, hefsek. Kevin Shazos Abrochi Lashem Kova. I will shy him as a shana and a brocha kova and sorach litom techel the brocha miyad. You see a big yisod in this Tosis. That there's a truth, there's a din of hefsek by Birchas Hananin and the hefsek by Birchas Hamitzvah. Which is more serious? Birchas Hamitzvah, you see here. Birchas Hananin is all year long, it's not a problem. Birchas Hamitzvah is more serious. And there's other ramifications as well, which we're not going to go into right now. Maybe we'll get to it a little bit later. So that's what you see here, you saw this Tosis. The Rabbeinu David, we pointed out last week, is a whole loop shot. The idea of matzah l'fnei kol echad. How do Rabbeinu David learn pshat? Who remembers? Everyone forgot. How do Rabbeinu David say pshat? No. Talach of Havva. Veshe yishol v'atinok. It's a daf yam v'havva. Remember that? You have to bring the matzah, bring the morah, bring the charoses, bring everything. The Havva, bring the shulchan. The Havva itself is a psa'alocha. In order to arouse the curiosity of the boys and girls, you bring it because you don't even need right now. I mean, we had a whole Arichas Tvar, Rabbi David. We spoke about this last week. Oh, the Rabosa, yes, no. Okay.
So the person who makes the bracha, then
what has to make it differentiate? Well, the food's in my hand, not in your hand. You're number 10 down the table. So you get to it. Go on to one day, you should have a matzah in front of you also to avoid that. I will eat alone, we don't do that for Lechem Mishma, we don't do that. Every Shabbat, I make a challah, and they pass down, it takes 5 minutes, whatever. The terrace is the bigger chumrah when it comes to Birchas Hamitzvah for that day anyway. We'll get to it maybe at another time. The Rambam like that. Alright. So now Rabosai, the Rambam actually confirms the opinion of Rabbeinu David. Rambam was before Rabbeinu David. But I think he agrees with that he's sort of known as Havor. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umata, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph, quotes the din of Havor with respect to Charoses. Charoses is one of the items mentioned here in the sukkah. That's Havor. Havor before one, Havor before everybody. That's Havor. So the Rambam, Hacharos, a very famous Rambam. Hacharos says, Mitzvah Midivei Sofrim, Zeichel Letitche, I was going to try it. How do you make it? Give you the recipe. And then he says, Umevien Osa Ala Shulchan Balele Apes. You hear this? You have to bring it to the Shulchan. The Havor. That's the din of the Hacharos, is the Havor. The din of Havor. And not just Stam, the kid should ask. If you look at the Moazim Uzman and he explained, not just the kid should ask. It's further than that. He said that you need like Lechem Sha'onim Lazvorim Harbe. You have to say the Haggadah Uzman Shech Matzu Umorah Menachal Lefanecha. Well, not only that. Matzu Umorah V'charos Menachal Lefanecha. Pesach also Uzman HaMikdash. I would have Uzman HaZepet Pesach. What do we have instead of Pesach Uzman HaZepet? No. Snake Tav Shilim, right? We had it before. They get everything should be in front of you. Mora, Matzah, Haroses, Pesach, Uzman HaZeh, we use the Zroa, Chagiga, we use the base. So we have everything in front of us, Uzman, they order a lot of Dvarim Harbe. Everything should be right in front of you. Okay, Memela is followed, Rabosai. The Rambam Lashitasa holds in Perek Kes, Aloha Kes, unbelievable Rambam. He says, you take matzah, Malachilas matzah, umetabel matzah b'charoses v'yochel. You dip the matzah in the charoses. Says the rhyme of two words. Pithy remark. Zehebel. Stus. Zehebel. It is, I mean, everyone else thinks it's hebel. Whoever heard of dipping matzah in charoses, you did matzah in charoses, Tommy. Even the Svarim stopped doing it. So, I mean, this is wild. It's absolutely wild. I don't know. I guess it has to be there. Lechem onis, shibud, the tits, it's a remembrance. So you have two conflicting themes in matzah. Derech Heres, right? We took matzah, we went left to Shrine. It's also the other way. It's also the union of what? Of the lechem onis. Both conflicting themes, they finally come to the matzah. Fine. Now the double steer in the Rambam. Open up to the Pirush HaMishnayos, please. Pirush HaMishnayos. And this vision. It's a famous theory. Over there, it's a camera. The very end of our mission, the Pirush HaMishnayos, page Kuf Lamed Tes, by the way. It's on the standard edition. Just turn a couple of pages. End of our mission is Rabbi Lezer Ben Tzadok, Omer Charoses Mitzvah, Lidato Shechayav Odom Livorech Asher Kidushana Vimitzosa Vitzivonu Al Achilas Charoses Ve'eino Halom. We don't pass in that way. But Shach pass the Tanakhama, you don't have to make a brook. So what's called the Tanakhama of the Pashta? Not a mitzvah at all, right? That's the Tzadok in the Mishnah. But the Tanakhama says you bring Charoses Afal Pisha and Charoses Mitzvah. Rabbi Lezer Ben Tzadok is a mitzvah. The Rambam passes against Rabbi Lezer Ben Tzadok, which is not a mitzvah at all. Yet in Mishnah Torah, he passes Charoses Mitzvah with the very sulfur, we just read it, but nothing about a bracha. It's a double steering. In the Mishnah Torah, he passes Charoses is not a mitzvah. Something is passing Tanakhama. What did you say? In Perush HaMishnayos, he passes Charoses is not a mitzvah. Like Tanakhama. And if it is a mitzvah, he says you'd make a bracha. In Mishnah Torah, passes it is a mitzvah. That's steer number one. Then he turns around and says, it's not a, then you don't make a bracha. Steer number two. What's going on in the Rambam? It's a double whammy steer in the Rambam. Why? The whole series of answers given to this question, and I like the answers more than the Muzmanos. It's a good answer. What?
You don't have to go to why is the Mishnah
Torah? The Mishnah says, Afal Pisha Ein Charoses Mitzvah. It's called Tanakhama, it's not a
mitzvah.
You can't make your own pshara. After the base, you're a pshara. You make a pshara. After the base, you pass like Tanakhama, or like a blood. You can't make your own kosev
ashlishi. No, we have what we work. That's built up for it.
Gemara said it. Anyway, that's the kasha. The answer is followed. I think it's a very good answer. The more the Muzman, if you want to look it up, it's in Simen Reish Nun Ches. Reish Nun Ches, I believe it is. See, one that's right there. Like this. The Rabbi Lazar Ben Tzadok called the mitzvah of Achilas Charoses. V'orayah the brachas al Achilas Charoses. We don't pass that at all. We reject that completely. We pass that kind of karma. When Tanakhama, so of course, going to Blazma says, make a bracha. So, Achila, Achilas, Mat, Achilas, Mat, Achilas, Charoses. As in, yeah. However, we do pass like Tanakhama. What does Tanakhama say? Ein Charoses Mitzvah. What that means is, there's no mitzvah of Achilas Charoses. That's what it means. You bring Mat, there's a mitzvah of Achila. You bring Charoses, there's a mitzvah of Achila. Look, what did you say? Chazer is a mitzvah of Achila. And Charoses, there's no mitzvah tachila. Ayelet Mirkasha says the Mishnah Shnei Tavshilin, and Shnei Tavshilin is also no mitzvah tachila. The answer from the side, Berif Lesser. The Rif is another Girsa. What we have is Matzah Chazeres and Charoses. And Matzah Chazeres is a mitzvah to eat, and Charoses is no mitzvah to eat. And of course, no mitzvah to eat, of course, is no bracha. What's the mitzvah? Havo. Hevil lefano. It's up to Rava. It's a mitzvah havo. He passed the Tanakama completely. There's no steer at all. There's no steer. We understood, of course, Tanakama, that's not a mitzvah at all. No, that doesn't mean that. Abi Sheikh Hazar, of course, mitzvah is no mitzvah to eat it. Poor devil, also, it's a mitzvah to eat the charosis. We don't pass like him at all. That's the answer. That's all the questions. Beautiful answer. It's the Emes answer. There are other answers, and not just a little bit, Rambam changed his mind. And he says, well, now there's no bracha because it's tough for the Mara, and Mara takes care of the bracha. Some say, or he's not sure, it's something bracha for the hospital. So you said, Prichodesh, Nachum says, Prichodesh gives that answer tough, I am Gimel to pay. Or even quote that verse, Sada goes with no bracha, it's only Zeke of Amal the Tit, Prichodesh suggests. Or the bracha of the Mara takes care of it, or things of this nature. Or you have to shake it off. Shake it off, no mitzvah. So we say you have to shake it off. No mitzvah. Quad devil also in Sarek, you wouldn't shake it off. That's how he's trying to Mordechai. You have to shear Kazayas Makaros in the Mordechai. We have to catch it. What? Then I will change the gear set. It's supposed to be Pesach. No. The Mordechai is catch it for Pasha according to Rabbi Elazar of Sarek. According to Rabbi Elazar of Sarek, you have to have a Kazayas of Karos. It has to finish your throat at one time. That's what the Pshah was. It different mitzvah to bring the charos better. The mail, once it's there, I got to do something with it. So you dip into it. Yeah, and that also tells either kappa according to one day or zechel and tit according to the other opinion. Yes, sir. Can't be. Because the Rambam gives you all the love of the man of mitzvah, let's say bracha. Every Rambam is only about the man of mitzvah. Doesn't say a word. I mean, it could be some other sheet, not according to the Rambam. Can't be. Now, the, fine. The Maharil actually ate a lot of charoses. Quote of the Maharil. Even according to him, apparently he goes against Shulchan Aruch with the Tzorach Lanayir, because he holds against him, he holds Ramesh and Mizrin of Achila. Maybe he ate a Kaziah too. Let's say how much. He ate a lot of charoses. We were always putting, very often the women love charoses. But they try to eat so much, we always tell them, no, shake it off, follow the Shulchan Aruch. So terrible. Women follow the Maharil. Maharil had a lot of, they like the Maharil sheets. They like a lot of charos. Fine. When do you dip the mar in the charos? Exactly when do you do this? Before the bracha, after the bracha, about Akhila tomorrow. When do you do it exactly? So it's called Chav Yaakov says, to the tevila before the charoses, again, to minimize the hefsek. Before the bracha, what is it? To dip in the charoses before the bracha of al achilas mar, to minimize the hefsek between al achilas mar and the achilas mar. That's the chok yakos. It's on the Ma'am HaKaros. Prima Gaon disagree. So you first to make a bracha, and then you dip in. Why? Why with the hefsek? Prima Gaon. Elio Rabba quotes it, Siman Tov Ayin Gimel Sif Kof Mechof Hey. And he says, Pshat like this, very interesting Pshat. He says, you know, really, the Tibul itself is a mitzvah. Tibul itself is a mitzvah. It would be really a nice idea to make a bracha on the Tibul. The Tibul is a requirement. So the reason they don't make a bracha on the Tibul is why, so you can guess why, it's included in what? Alach Yilas Morav. Oh! So for that reason, Obel Asiyasan, it's a worthwhile idea, says Elio Rabba, to make a bracha on the what? On the Marah before you do the Tibul. In this way, the bracha of Al-Achilas Marah can include within it the Tibul, which really sort of also should have had its own bracha. So the Marah has its own separate bracha, but it's Kedai that has the bracha preceded, so the bracha should go on the Tibul of the Marah, the Charos says, as well. That's Eliyahu Rabin. Sure. Tibul should also require a bracha. You know, it's a Tibul is a formal required act. Chazal demand that you do it. So it would have been a nice idea to ask for a bracha there too. But you know, so many brachas is a limit. So therefore, we say that no, there's no bracha for the Tibul as such. But it would be a very nice idea if we could somehow have it catch a bracha on the incidentally. The way to do that is to have the bracha of Al-Achila tomorrow before the Tibul. And the bracha then would conclude the Tibul within it. Achilia Rabbi is very nice for us. A nice idea. And that's the Pashas, the the Pshat and the Maril, quoted by the Imam Avraham. Uvorek Borek Pri Adama, Tophai Gimel Sukkot Yotes, Kol Dem Atibul, Today Shia Ovel Asiyosan, Vuhu Adin Bemoro, There's another of a kosher. So a bracha lo koi rak al achila. The mevarach for a prayer, none of the words, who has been or something like that? The Abba Mina, who has been? Gabe Mor, Vesar Achila, what's he talking about? What's he talking about over here? The Mario, what's he saying? That's the answer to the Pasha. The answer is that the Tevil itself would have wanted a bracha. So it's good to make the bracha over last, but there's only one problem. That explains, Rabotai, the people of Moror in the Charoset. However, it should not explain the people of the Karpas and the Mei Melach. They, what bracha are you making over there? Just for a prayer dogma. That's not an overlap to Yosin and a Tibble. What's to anything? That's Taka Fleer. Yeah?
But
I do in my house the charos with the maror as follows. I have the maror all in front of me. I give it out. I dip it myself into the charos. And there's always another charos on the other side of the table. I give it to each person. Each person makes his own bracha, but I'll keep it small. That's how we work.
Before the bracha.
I dip it before the bracha, right? That's the traditional way. My real, I had this other idea. Okay. As a matter of fact, the Maril said it apparently by both Tevilas, the people of no? Karpas and Moror. I gave you a piece of the quote of the rabbis to come out that only required before it by the Moror, which is the mitzvah of Brochus and mitzvah, and not by Karpas, only Brochus and Nenna. Well, guess what? As always, whenever I say something, someone says Faker. That's the way the Dr. Shalter. That some say Faker, Data Ha'oro quotes in the Lech of Joshua, one of the favorite Menachem, Puk Faker. And when it comes to the Matzah, excuse me, the Moror, you make the Bracha after the people. When it comes to the Karpas, you make the Bracha before the people. Puk Faker from what I said. What's the logic? When it comes to the Karpas, it's only one step. You have the Karpas, you dip it, you eat it right away, you're only missing one step, it's not much of a hassle. When it comes to the Moror, you're missing two steps. What two steps? The dipping and what else? And the shaking off, no, no, it's too much of a hassle. That's what he said. See how? Huh? You don't want to have too much of a hassle between the bracha and the eating. There's only one step between them, with the tibble. No, not so bad. But by the Moror, it's two steps. It's not missing at all. That's exactly my question. Yeah. Both tibbles first. Try to cut that out of half. So we do. Okay. Right to Gemara. Omashmuel lechem oni lechem sh'onim alav dvorim. Tani amihoki lechem oni lechem sh'onim alav dvorim harbe. What does dvorim harbe mean? How many dvorim is that? How many dvorim do you need? We already spoke about it once before. Does dvorim harbe mean the entire Haggadah? Officially a need for it. I don't know, it's very someone disagrees with me, but it's the Rashi Lamed Vav. Don't know. Baita. Davaracha lechem oni onixit. Ma onidaka beprusa, afkan beprusa. That's the main topic for today, which we haven't gotten to yet. This prusa story, if there are half a matzah. What do you do with lechem mishnah? That's the main topic of lechem mishnah. We'll get to that a little bit later. Davaracha madaka shal oni humasik vishta ofa, afkan nami humasik vishta ofa. So Rashi Kadesh go tachmet to do a quick job. Shouldn't be any problem of chametz. Fine. So this basically covers all the inyanim in the Gemara. Because if you think about it, everything that Kuf Tezayin and Aleph, we learned already. Well, let's review what we read already. We already learned about charoses. It's a mitzvah, not a mitzvah. We learned about kapa, zeich l'tapuach l'tit. We learned the Shema Neshtana. Right? You know about the Manashtana a little bit, so, more or less. There's some detailed question about the Manashtana, why he put in this, why he take out that, why it's what we read already. We already learned about charoses. It's a mitzvah, not a mitzvah. We learned about kapa, zeich l'tapuach l'tit. We learned the Shema Neshtana. Right, you know about the Manashtana a little bit, so, more or less. There's some detailed question about the Manashtana, why you put it this, why you take out that, why you put in this. Well, I'm not going to go into it right now. There's a whole discussion in the Rambam's Manashtana, but basically... Well, I should really discuss it now for a minute. Manashtana is assumed to be a question. The Rambam had an interesting vehicle in the Rambam. Right? Manashtana is a question, right? And you go through all the questions over here and in the Mishnah, the famous, the fear kasha, as we say. Four questions. Fine. We already discussed the idea of Vino and Ishto, and the Rambam, the Seder of the Rambam, but my whole shtickle Torah, someone who's Potter. And then the discussion of Eino Matbilin, and the Chayav and the Hatbil. Then the Maskel, the Gnusim, the Messiah, the Shvach. We know what that is, the Machlokas HaMoroyim. Is it from the Skill of the Zohar, or is it from Avodah Mayinu? We do both. The next Mishnah we saw already, Rabbi Galil Omer, we went through the Mishnah. And that whole famous Surah Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis, we spoke about Barichas Gedola, B'nei Muzeh, Prat L'Suma. We had a long, long talk about the discussion, the connection between one and what? Sipri Yatias Mitzrayim and Matos Vazen Ramon. What's the connection? We spent a lot of Chazor tomorrow. I'll come back to that Sugi right away. Okay? What we just didn't do is the idea of Matzah Tzorach Lach Bia, Mar Tzorach Lach Bia, Bostar Yatol Lach Bia, be careful not to pick up the carbon Pesach when it says Pesach Zeh. That's the Gemara which you okay. Back to the Manashtana. The Rambam has a fascinating language, fascinating expression. Rambam. When it comes to the Manashtana. Hasheni, that's what the Mishnah says. The Kan Habain Shoel. Here they ask, the boy asks, right? Then Rambam says, the Omer Akore Manishtan Lazar Kolalelos. What's this Omer Akore story? What's going on? She said, the Kan Habain Shoel Manishtan. What's the Kan Habain Shoel? What's going on over here? What's happening? Perkhesalach Abase. What's happening over here? So what about the month to make a deal? The child asks, see what's going on? Why are you pulling the coast away? Why are you pouring a second coast? That's what he asks, that's all. As he asks, whatever he wants to ask in his own language. Then the Omer Akore, and then the Bala Goddess says, doesn't it? He says, Manishtana, wow, how different, exclamation point. Not the question mark. Manishtana, that's what I call it, exclamation point. The Romans had a very interesting, not the normal interpretation of Manishtana, but it's just the diagnosis of Rambam. Hana Ben Shoel, period, yes, sir, yes. But Omer HaKorin, in response to Balagoda, says, wow, how different is that different? Then he goes through all the differences. He would answer a bunch of questions. People ask, well, how did the kid know so much? How did he know to do this, and do this, and do this? All right, see what they... So, that's... How are the Rav once had? Yeah. Could be. The Rav has four shiles. What are the four shiles of the Rav? No. Chomet to Matzah. He has Shari Rokas. Yosham Besum. What did he not have? Matbilin.
What is it? Manishtana.
She has five kashas. The Rambam also has, it's man amikdash, what? Boset sli, shalgav, who shalgav, kula tzli. Remember, there's five kashas. So the guy, when the guy was speaking Yiddish, the Rambam actually said, tatech, let the frag and definitive kashas. So Rambam has five kashas, no? Yeah, so don't you have five kashas over here? If I counted it up right.
I don't think
Rambam spoke Yiddish. Oh, no? So the, but Masha, I doubt he spoke Yiddish. So the Mishnah, how many does the Mishnah have? Chametz u'matzah, Shaya Rokas, Basa Tzli, and Matbilin. What's missing in the Mishnah? Mesumin. Mesumin is not in the Mishnah. Mesumin is not in the Mishnah anywhere. It's in the Rambam, no? I'm at Masubin, the last one.
Yeah.
It's in Mishnah Torah, as I just read it to you from the Rambam. Where's the source? Perek Tes Halacha Bay, the last line. Where do you get it from? Where do you get it from? They say they have a Kula Masubin. Where do you get it from? It's not in the Gemara, it's not in the Mishnah. So I don't know where you got it from, I'm not sure. Don't know. These are Horus in the Rambam, they talk about these things. Okay, we have to discuss the Indian of Lecha Mishnah, which we're going to come to Barichas. That's going to be the Shir Mitzvah after lunch. I wanted to point out to you that there's certain minhagim which are found, which we do with the Afikoman. So, speaking about Afikoman, breaking the mat in half, the Mavan Avraham quotes an interesting minute of taking the Afikoman and putting it on your shoulders. You've seen it done. All right. Right. Where did it come from? Off in the Mavan Avraham. Vega Litzias Mitzrayim, and it says, Al Shichma. Yes? Which four?
Doesn't have
the Sliyesh. Could be at the Nisach HaGadah for today. The modern, it's an art scroll. It's a modern. You get the same? Hey, Chesbe is the same. Could be as a modern Nisach. Rav made it modern. Let's have the flea because we don't have any more Korban Pesach. Huh? Agolas, right, that's it, the favorite. She left out the fifth, okay. I don't know. The minig of carrying on the shoulders is done at two different times. According to some, it's done right away, it's not that I'm wrong. The Prima God and the Barhatim say, don't do it then, do it before you eat the Afikoman. Not when you just hide, quote, put the Afikoman in a bag or something which the Shogunar requires. You do it later. Prima Gunner might done that, might not gonna run. Top iron give a chav base. Says do it later. The Bar Hatem really calls to do it later. The Bar Hatem should be found in a regular here it is. Uksharot Salecho. Yotia Kamosha Bisoka Mapa, Vishal Shalakora, Vila Kodal Ramis. The Yoma Kachay of Hosein Olchim Misharosim Tzurus Misanosim Hashifim. That's the Mashal. The Mavan Avraham doesn't say that. Did he do it right away? Pashim Shah. Do it right away? How do you do it, Avi? Right away. Different customs. You test. Tough idea. The Kokiakas and the Tough Eye and Zion Aleph are meaning not to do it at all. Dina said we don't do it at all. And in my house we don't do it at all. Not after the Yachat, not before that. We just don't have this one. Why? I don't know.
Why? That's why he doesn't get involved.
We don't have it. Rabbi said, what we do is we hide the Afikoman, as the Shulchan Aruch says. Come find Gimel. What do you do with the Afikoman? What do you do with it? It says, He says, Yipsen al-Ishtai, Yibidim Chetzio la'achal me'am esuvin l'shomra, la'afikoman, v'nos v'nos atachas ha-mapa, you put it under a mapa. Why under a mapa? Why? What's the idea of a mapa? Why is it under a mapa? What's the idea of a mapa? What's the point? So the Torah explains, it says it's the Holy Torah, Mishar Olsam, Zeruos Mishim Olsam. It's not the Al Shem, but the Zeruos Mishim Olsam we have. We put it in a baguette, in some kind of a cloth container. The Bar Heite, we just saw, says, both Rora the Korchim and Mitzpachas Laniach Ben Karva Keses. Many of them put it right between the sort of the pillow and the chair. The car is a pillow and the chair is the has some kind of a chair. Why? Where did it come from? Where did that expression come from? Who knows Shas? Who knows Shas Ben Karva Keses? Where's it found in Shas? We've seen the route. Where's it found? Okay, but I don't know if it's found in Shas over there. It's found in the Sefer Brachos, but the tefillah was put between Karav and Keses. Now it was a Shimur, a whole story. Maybe it's needed to, I don't remember. The Gemara, no, the Shulchan Aruch talks about that. So the point of it is over here, that they did a Shimur. The Shimur for tefillah, so it's a Shimur for the Chazayat HaVikol. What did Shimur for? What did Shimur? So the Mikroi Kodesh says, you know what did Shimur for? You know why? It says, Beferi Shmartem Esamach. Shmartem is a matzah, the Shema matzah, it doesn't really mean that, we'll get to it later what it really means, Shmur matzah, but there's a zeicha, we put it there. Reb Chaim said a different word, the Korah Torah Shmur Malach says. It's a zeicha for the Korah Pesach, that's posel behesach hadas. Hesach hadas means that if you lose sight of it, it's going to become posel. That's why the Reb Chaim didn't like this, it's stealing after Karmah, we mentioned already a little while ago. Because if you steal after Karmah, it's already hesach hadas. And the Rav is quoted in the Sefer Seder Aruch is saying a beautiful pshat. That's why we call the eating after Kalman Safon. What does Safon? What does Safon mean? Safon means hidden. Hidden means that you have to hide the after Kalman. The Shmir of Atzpana. You have to hide it. It should be Ezer Adash. It should be Zecher the Kalman Pesach. Interesting. And Hogan, that's applied to the after Kalman. Yes?
We don't steal it.
In other words, you put it the way you hide it. While the boss knows where he knows where it's supposed to be kept, don't let his kids take it.
Isn't
that just asking for it? No, on the contrary. Something in a safe in a vault. That's not Ezra Das. That's on the contrary. You know exactly where it is. Right? If people keep their valuables there, that's the
you
first thing.
Why are you putting it in the closet?
Isn't
that true that as long as one person knows the value? The kids are always thinking
about it.
He said, I know.
Yeah, but they have the bar mitzvah, their shmir counts, and the kids forget where it is, they fall asleep, and the other, and another kid steals from the third kid, and this really has a das. Well. We'll stop here. Mishnah Makor too, we will start with the Shia Lecha Mishnah, very important. Mitzvah Chavilas, the whole discussion. The Gemara said on that Kuf Tes, Zion Amad Aleph on the top line, Avkan Bekrusa, because Rashi is the Vorech al Achilas Matzah. Uah. To make a broken Achilas Matzah, you have to have a Prusa. A half a Matzah. A broken Matzah. Because an Ani, what does an Ani eat? An Ani can't afford to buy the fancy Matzah. He buys the Shvarev, the broken Matzah. So Rashi is Shtei Shleimos Maisi Mishabirchas Amotzi. The Logar Mishayah Mutovi, the Tzorach of Tzor, al Shtei Pikla Shleimos. So Rashi says, look, true to the halacha of Prusa, but it's also Pesach is no worse than Sukkot, and no worse than Shavuos, and no worse than Shabbos, and you have to have Lecha Mishnah. You need a total of three matzahs, two and a half matzahs, two half ones, and two whole ones, and one half one. Rashi says so, Rashban says so. What does Tosafot say? Nire de gamamotzi torah levorech ala Prusa. You have to make the baruch, the amotzi on the prusa. Not like Rashi. Rashi won't say I'm not asmei shleimus. You break right then and there. You break one of the full matzahs in order to fulfill the din of lecha mishnah. And Tosafot says no. You break the broken bread. Okay, mashma, the perakeis and the lorchim. The Ka'omar HaKol Modim Lenin Pesach Shemeniach Kusum Tov HaShleimo Subot Tzei HaPirich Afil Mandam Abrivorach Al HaShleimo Kosev HaSav Sisin Model Lenin Pesach Ein Abrivorach Al HaShleimo El Al HaPuso Shemadar Koshoni V'chule U'menicha V'toch HaShleimo Kedei Sheyein Nire Shabot Al HaShleimo Umash for the Nina Motzi Kamari. So, according to Shita's Tosfos, all the brachas are made on the Prusa. Hamotzi made on the Prusa, Lachilas Matta made on the Prusa. What are the Shlemas doing there for show? They're there for show. They're, you know, for show. For show? So I saw the statement, Devar Shmuel. He asked the question, what happened to the Lecha Mishnah? What happened to the Lecha Mishnah? Don't you have to eat from the Lecha Mishnah? Says he, no. You see from this Tosa, Yechidush Nifla Venora Admao. Yes, it's the Din of Lecha Mishnah. The Din of Lecha Mishnah is you have to have two full chalas or matzahs in front of you when you make a motzi. Do you have to eat from them? No. Unbelievable. That's exactly what the Sefer Devar Shmuel said, and he's right. That's the posh of Shad and Atosis. You have two full, you know, insist, but after. You have to have two full matzahs, shlemis. But you don't eat from either of them. You're eating exclusively from the Prusa. Af apul kei pi kei you fulfill the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah. Yes?
He's every Shabbos, even though the Baal Bais makes a motzi on the two, you can have a challah roll in front of you, and you can still be yotzi Lecha Mishnah.
Exactly. According to this, not only can you have a challah roll in front of you, you can probably have a piece of sliced bread in front of you, as long as you're around the table. There's one Lecha Mishnah, not actually in front of you, he's in front of you for a second. You're sitting right over. So there's Lecha Mishnah in the center. That's one thing, but it's not even a big enough to me. Many tables, they don't have other challahs around the table. Only one master set of challahs, if you will, the Lecha Mishnah by the Baal Bais. And then the Baal Bais, we say in Yiddish, he tells ois. He gives out to everybody. Challah. But wait a minute. I've always told my guests, and my children for that matter, that they have to be yotzi the motzi lechem in order to me. They must be yotzi my motzi. Ordinarily, we're not so enamored of this idea of being yotzi somebody else's refrain, you don't have kavana, they mafsik, you don't listen. But for Shabbos, you know, there's no choice, no alternative. Why? Because if they hear my lechem, my motzi, and they answer amen, so in effect, their bracha is my bracha, so that my bracha is made when you have two full chalas, so is their bracha when you have two full chalas of good. But if they do what some people do, even some rabbanim do, when I run a rabbanim in my house for Shabbos coming, one of them insists to do it this way, he tells me all the time, this is the way to do it, and I'm wrong, say that he's wrong, and this is the only way, he just came to my house a few weeks ago, get the same story. I cut the challah, all my children will go to my house, except this guy. He gets up and says, Amotzi lechem min on his own bracha. So according to what I always thought, the man is orphan. He's out of it. The man is being mevatel every single Shabbos when he's a guest, which are many Shabbos when he goes collect my yeshiva. So he's mevatel the midst of lechem mishnah. Because his amotzi lechem min on a slice. Now I realize, not so simple. The chorad and tosis over here is a proof to this rabbi. But it's okay. But since there were two chalas in front of him, I'm sitting at the head of the table, he's sitting right over here. So there are two chalas in front of him, and a motzi is being made. Even though what he's eating is a slice, new, but what happens to the tosis? I have two matzahs in front of me. I eat a third matzah, a broken matzah. So don't pick a broken matzah. What?
There's no
matzah. You
would have received one of them. Right. That would make a motzi. That was only one of them.
Ah, it's still not right. Right. Why? In my case, the bracha of Amos was made, and there were two. I ate from neither of them, but there were two full matzahs. But over here, it depends. If I have teresa, namas, or chassidim, I have 12 full loaves in front of me, or if I have three loaves, whatever, hanging around, and I slice one and give him a piece, and then he makes his own Amos, while there's still two more challahs under my challah cover or in front of the table. Then you're saying it'll be okay. Which is the most, this is the Not that way. There are only two challahs, and I slice one at a time because at most there's only one full challah on the table. Even if one toast would be no good. Oh, maybe you're right. I was trying to learn with Swiss. I tried to find a way to justify this behavior.
Yeah.
No. After I give him the slice, then he makes a
hook. Maybe
you can do that. Yeah, he could, but nobody does. I don't think it's cooked. Could also answer something. What's wrong with that? But it's don't cheat this. Apparently, there's a safe that holds, I can call the Eshel Avrom, the Buchach Arov. Buchach. You have the, in some maybe Shmir Shabbos, Kelek Shani. Shani.
Yeah.
I think it calls it from the Buchach Arov. Who said that this kind of a minig is proper. But the Chara, I try to justify my answer on Tosin. Talmidim and Talmidim, no. I'm trying to find a justification, but I haven't succeeded yet. Maybe it's still incorrect what this man is doing. I'll call upon him, but what he's doing is right or wrong, but you see from this Tos Lachar Yisrael Gadol, that when we talk about Lecha Mishnah, we don't have to actually eat from the Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah means you have to have two full challahs in front of you. Then you can turn around and eat from a third challah. That's the Yisod of the Tos. That's what it seems. It's a wild idea. I couldn't understand if I saw the same as Rav Shmuel said a brisk of Zetman from Dan. You see, for this Tosis, this is your soul. Thank you very much. Let's see. The whole parak here about Lecha Mishnah in the Sefer Shmira Shabbos Kelek Beis. Parak Nun Hei. Perek Nun Hei says like this. Well, he says you have to have Lecha Mishnah. For the Chachila told Shiyah Bev the Fokos Kadesh Shekol Echam and Anasubim Yita Min Lecha Mishnah. Have to be enough for everybody to go around and taste some of the Lecha Mishnah. Why? Ki gam heim chayavim b'lecha Mishnah. The meat of the heim b'lecha Mishnah, acher she'enim b'lecha Mishnah, lo kimu mitzvahs Lecha Mishnah. Where does it come from? 1 minute.
It's more than
matzah,
you can't do that.
1 second. So the truth is it comes from the Pharaoh Shadidin Shulchan Aruch. But we'll see soon the source here right here himself. It was from Shlomo Zalman Shalita. Eila Asomchen al Abotzea Lassim Mitzvah Samlecha Mishnah. Vehei Mevorach and Achaka Birchas Amotzi. That's his case. They directly wrote Birchas Amotzi. As well, if they can't eat the Lecha Mishnah, they can rely on the other Lechem. He says, what does that mean? He says, look at the Sifyut test. Sifyut test, the Rashi Salas. He says, Min anokon shabotzea yechavein, this is Sim Perek Nunei Sifyut test. Yechavein lahotzi yidechova gvirgas habotzi shalo es kol amasubim. And they have to answer Amen. Okay, they all have to listen and answer Amen. Now, hold on, I'll finish it. Ulam, Gam Anoag in the Vorach Ha'atzma La Prusa Shepotzen, also that, this rabbi of mine, Yesh Len Ami Lismo, who? Wow. Uvach Yechavan Abotzea Lahotzias and Vesuvi Yidechovas Lecha Mishnah Kan Hei Mechavu Lotzi Yidechovazu. Who says so? Eichel Avram Buchach Simen Reish Ayin Dalit. No. That's where it's found. I don't understand.
Eichel Avram, if I remember correctly, Eichel Avram Reish Ayin Dalit says that, let's say someone makes Lecha Mishnah, you don't have to wash this bag again. Go afterwards and wash that piece of bread.
So
I think he said if you eat that bread.
No, but you make your own amotzi after it's broken already. That's what apparently it's supposed to be. All right. Okay, so that's a very big kiddush. So how can that be? So presumably as long as the chalas were in front of you originally, good enough, apparently. I don't know, it's not, you're right, it's not the exact same shot as alatosis. Alatosis means you ate from a different matzah. The case of the Eshel Avraham, you ate from the same matzah challah, but you made your own brachos, so by the time you got around to they're broken. It's shirai from a lechem sholem. Now it's a broken one. Okay, that's what he says. Now hold on a second. Well, who's right? Turn to the Rosh that I asked you to take a look at. Simon says, Zion, one line in the rush. The game, the Shabbat, Imrotza Kolecha Lepa Mikikro, Sora Shiyeh Lefonim Shtayim, Yishuv Lecha Mishnah. In other words, if I hear Balabot making a motion of Lecha Mishnah, page Kuflan and Days, one more in the second column. The Balabas has two chalas to make Lecha Mishnah. And I only have one chal. That's a very common case. Everyone gets known chal, but only have one. The Balabas has two. Can I now eat from my own chal? The answer is no. Why is the answer no, said the Rosh? Because that chal that I had is not Lecha Mishnah. Said the Korban Asano. Sivkotan Hei. Sivkotan Hei. On the Ma'am of Chalas. The came to Shabbos and Rotsa Koleta Lepa the Kikwatsov, she the fun of Shayim, Mishim Lecha Mishnah. Will be Kan Nere. Kishamasubim, Srihim Lekikoro Shabalabayis, the Shabbos of the Yomtim. Srihim Lechave, let's say, the Birchas and Mosi. Kimo the Kiddish. Ubalabayis, throw the Chave and the Hosi Amasubin. The Vina Dashamea Mashmia. Vada Mikilu Kola Mesubin, I bought him on the Mishnah, Kimosha Mosi. Habalabayis and Mesubin, Kubikosha Kiddish. Tell him, yes, Amen. Wadin, the Birchas Amotzi, Al Kapon and B'Shabbos, and Meila Mesubin Lecha Mishnah, Yanu Amei V'Lei Baruch Amotzi. The Chaim Atzasi, B'Shelos HaShubas B'Chsav. I don't know what that means. He found some Shubas, I said that. I'll tell you what it is. Maybe. I don't know how to read that last word. Don't know. But it sounds like he's saying that based upon the Rosh, see, I don't blame myself so much anymore. The Chori's coming. Well, no, right, he's not talking about my case. He's talking about the case where the person has his own Lecha Mishnah from the beginning. No, I think I'm right. And he said over here that you shouldn't make your own Birchas Hamotzi. And he compares that to what the Rosh said. The what? That you have to have in front of him Lecha Mishnah. That's what it sounds like. Okay, the Shabbos, if Rosh Kolecha Lecha Mikikro, Sarach Shiel of Fanam Shtayim Mishum Lecha Mishnah. I'm not sure. I just don't know. I thought that kind of country, the Rosh requires, right in front of me, in my immediate area, right in front of me, should be two chalas. The fact that the two chalas on the other side of the table is insufficient. And it could be that Alatosis disagrees. Alatosis says if I have two collars and I eat from the third collar, that it's good enough. Maybe not. Maybe I have all three collars right in front of me. Not exactly the same shadow, but somehow it seems to my mind to be a link between the two questions. Yes? That's exactly the question. Can the Birchas Hamotzi be on the Prusa? That's exactly the point. Is that proper or improper?
You have a special
bin of Prusa. I repeat, that's exactly the point. Maybe that's not around. Maybe you should have the most you made on the Shalema. We shall see soon that those who disagree. As a matter of fact, the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says over here, later on, in Simon Lamed, the same as Tosfos said at the end of our Tosfos, that no, you have to have Lecha Mishnah. You have to have Lecha Mishnah, right? And not only you have to have Lecha Mishnah, but you also have to make Hamotzi on the Shleimah. on the Shlema. Says the Beferish. The Rosh says a little later on, Valerie says you have three matzahs. Ala Rishona Yavarech HaMotzi, Vala Prusa Yavarech Al Achilas Matzah. That's in page 266, the second column. How can I find it for you? You see where it says Chafala from the base? Right about, about a third around the page. Two lines below that. Ala Rishona Yavarech HaMotzi, Vala Prusa Yavarech Al Achilas Matzah. You see, Klar, the Rosh holds like end of our Maskana Vatos, it's against the beginning. You have to make a Hamotzi on the Shlemas. It could be the Rosh to Shitoso. You have to do what we always do. You make a Hamotzi on two Shlemas, you have to eat something from that Shlema, and you fulfill the Mishnah. However, if you did not have two Shlemas in front of you, or if you had two Shlemas, but then someone else came along and made a Hamotzi on a slice, then in both those two cases, according to the Rosh, perhaps it would not be considered a proper fulfillment of Lecha Mishnah. Maybe those two shadows really are related somewhat to one another. Maybe. Yes?
The last line of the Korban Sanon page, Ain Kuf Boy, it says there, Ain Musim Lecha Mishnah, does that seem to imply that each person should have a Lecha
Mishnah? No, I don't think so. Because they don't have, but they do have, if they don't have it, no problem. It should all be yotzim with the Balabais. And we do it ours. Balabais, for example. See, everyone has to amen. And this is quiet until he gets the piece of challah. And enough. Yes?
No.
That's what Tosa said. Make the Motzi on the Prusa. And it's sufficient. It's Lecha Mishnah. How can that be? It's a Dvar Shmuel's Kasha. So the answer he gives is that Tosa must hold. As long as you're having the two full matzahs in front, even though you're making a Motzi on the broken one, no matter. I agree with you. I'm on your side. I think that Mitzvah is against the Tosafot, but what can I do? Tosafot said it, not this 20th century first Tosafot said it. Yeah?
As long as you answer Amen,
you also his broken of Amotzi, right? That's as if you made Amotzi of the Lecha Mishnah. Huh? That's exactly the question. Those two shots are not necessarily Hobo or Tali, you can make distinctions. But maybe it is about time. Maybe. I can't say for sure. I'm not sure.
Or should she even answer Amen to Rabbi's brother?
I don't pay attention.
No. Maybe if he answers Amen, that's easier to see. Well, I'm sure now when you make
it. Then the brachah of Atalah, for carrot, it's worse. The answer Amen after the kavod to be brought to my brachah and then it's making a brachah of Atalah, a brachah of Atalah, manish. That's worse, not better. Okay. This is... Narabosa. If you look carefully in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch seems to quote the Shita Sarash. He seems to quote the Shita Sarash. Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Tesvo. The Sifat Petzias Apas. Says the Rosh like this. Says the Shulchan Aruch says it like this. He says as follows. Imu Shabbos, Tzorech Sheyeh Lefnei HaMesubim Lecha Mishnah Chutz Mimash Lefnei HaBotzeah V'yaz Yerashoyim Litom Kodem HaBotzeah. This is a question the Rosh raised before. The Shulchan Aruch called Shita Sarosh. The Feirish. Oh. Why? So they have to eat. They don't have their own Lecha Mishnah. They have to eat from the actual Lecha Mishnah of the Balabites. You have to wait for him to eat first, the Chatzilah. That's what's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Now wait a minute. What about an individual, again, the other shadow? If an individual does not eat from the Lecha Mishnah, he has Lecha Mishnah probably, but he does not eat, is that considered a fulfillment of Lecha Mishnah or not? So the Tosafot seems to say yes. The Rosh, who said you have to eat from the Kazayah, you have to eat something from the Shlema, presumably would say no. Presumably. Not exactly clear, but presumably would say no. And it's an interesting question on halacha. What happens if a person only has one set of Lecha Mishnah? And they're two Sedarim. So what do? The Ramah talks about it. Simatov Pei Beis. Mi She'eno Rak Beis Alelos Rak Gimel Matzahs. That's it. Someone gave three Matzahs at the end. Yevarech Lelarishin Amotzi Valachilas Matzah V'chein Hakol Men HaPrusa. You make do everything from one big matzah. broken. Ubeis ha-shleimos l'leil beis. And you save the two shleimos for the second ayot. Why two shleimos? So you have to fulfill what? Fulfill what? Lecha Mishnah. Now wait a minute. So Mr. Brewer writes, the Kof Tess, Mishum Lecha Mishnah. Mishum Lecha Mishnah. You have to worry about Lecha Mishnah. Now wait a second. Here's the guy that exactly what Tosa said. He eats nothing at all from the original two matzah shleimos. Nothing. Say this tomorrow night. How about he came? Presumably he fulfills Lecha Mishnah.
He still had it there.
The first day he ate all of his base of matzah, the korek, the korek, all from the middle broken matzah. Everything. Big matzah. Smoke his eyes. And he fulfills Lecha Mishnah not only the second day. Pash, Mr. Brewer, fulfilled Lecha Mishnah the first day also. How can that be? He didn't eat from the kazayas of Lecha Mishnah, he ate from a broken one. No matter. The Mr. Brewer seems to be gone to Shita of Tosis. That's Pash of Shabbat. Okay. Now. Aside from the issue of Lecha Mishnah, Rabosai, we have to understand, before any further, there are Rishonim who say there's no din of Lecha Mishnah at all Pesach night. Who said so? Who said so? There's no din of Lecha Mishnah at all Pesach night. The Rambam. Who else? The Rib. Right over here. What about the Rosh? The Rosh disagrees with him. All the Maimonides. Okay. The Rib says, Achidush Niflo. So when the Torah comes and teaches us Lechem Oni, you have to have Prusa, that undoes the Halach of Lechem Mishnah. But the Rosh told us, keep screaming, why should Pesach be any inferior to Shavuos and Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah, which require Lechem Mishnah? Says the Rif and the Rambam, no. Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, you require Lechem Mishnah. Same as on the Shabbos. Pesach is unique. The Torah is Mechadish. Lechem Oni, Prusa, and that's such an important din that supersedes the general rule of Lecha Mishnah. So writes the Rif and the Rambam and other Gedolim of Poskim as well. You know the Gaon held that way. Yeah. All Shabbos and Yom Kippur require Lecha Mishnah, including first day Pesach in the morning. We don't go with that now. But just to say tonight, that's unique because of the special day of Prus. Alright. So now, Rabbi Osai, is another issue, a very serious issue. It's raised the favorite by the Rishon. The Rosh has it too. And that is, and perhaps a person should be required to eat a kazayis matzah from the first matzah, the top matzah, as well as a kazayis matzah from the middle matzah. The Rosh says of the Feresh, Shulchan Aruch quote. Why in heaven's name could this be so? Why should you require a person on Pesach night to eat two kazayis from the matzah? How hard that is? One kazayis from the shlema, and one kazayas in the Pusa. Why should that be required? The Rosh seems to require it. The question is why? It's not my own question. The Bialocha doesn't like it either. He doesn't understand. The Rosh says he doesn't understand where it comes from. Why should it be so? You want to tell me that you have to have the hamotzi on the shlema? Fine! Have a crumb. Have a mashu. Hamotzi is set on a mashu also. Have a mashu of bread. Excuse me, a matzah from the shlema and the kazayas from the prusa. Why do you have to have a full kazayas and the shleim as well as the kazayas and the pusim? Where did that come from? That's the kasha which the Bialochi has against the Rosh and many other Rishonim will say this way. That's the problem. Serious problem. And it's a serious problem for the Shulchan Aruch. It's in a tough I and A. Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Aleph. V'yochle ba'aseva v'yachat kazayis mikol echad. Each one of kazayis. Why? So which the brewer writes in Sifte Chotten Tess, well, mid ha'prusa v'vadei tzorech kazayis. Tam v'vorechen al achilas matzah. Ben achila prusa mikazayis. Havel prusas ha'motzi. Hello, Kaimel and Davotzi, Mavorach and Afila, Pomos, Mikazayas, Okanaba, Simonerash, Yud, what's going on over here? What are you in the two Kazayas for? Hello! Mr. Brugge has his own explanation, which comes from the Prichodesh and others, why you're required to have a Kazayas from each Matzah. It's very Poshim. Mishim Diyesh, Polskin, Shesover, the Birchas Amotzi, Koy ala Prusa, U Birchas ala Chilas Matzah, Koy ala Shlema. The reverse of the conventional wisdom. Backwards. We assume the way the Rosh Hashanah, the Tosfos Hashanah, that the Hamoti is on the Shleima and Alachilas Matzah is on the Prusim. What's the logic behind that? Very simple logic. Hamoti is on the Shleima because you're always supposed to make a bracha on the Shleima. Shleima is more important than a Prusim. So for the, in Hilchos bracha all year long, you make the bracha Hamoti on the Shleima. In Hilchos Pesach night, you apply a new thing called Ma'ani B'Prusa. I've called B'Prusa Lechamoni. You make the alachilas matzah, which is a special pesach of the bracha, on what? On the what? No, on the prusa. On the prusa. That's how we. That's the conventional wisdom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, those all exactly confound the conventional wisdom. Say exactly the reverse. That the hamotzi should be made on the what? On the prusa, and the alachilas matzah should be made on the shleima. Because we're not sure what to do. Maybe the alachilas matzah has to be the shleima, maybe it's on the prusa. We have to have a kazayas from both. A kazayas from the prusa, okay, the majority opinion is correct. That goes in the prusa, the mitzvah's not. And a kazayas from the shlema, okay, the minority view is correct. It says, punkt faker, that the alachilas matzah goes on the shlema. So you would require a kazayas of that too. That's the pshawish the Mishnah Berurah gives in this opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, etc. However, it seems to me, this is not entirely correct. I'd like you, Talmidim, to show me why it's not entirely correct, based on the Rosh. Same Rosh we saw before. Page 266, column 2.
What did you say?
The fact that you require a Kazayis Matzah from Kol Echad, because maybe the Alachilas Matzah goes on the Shleima, according to the reverse opinion, the opinion reversed about those in the Rosh. And therefore, you have to have a Alachilas Matzah.